You know, you cut that out, that went in the soap grease. Mm-hmm. That all went in there, and that, you put your potash, and you made that soap by the pots. Mm-hmm. You go there and you cut that out. Cat, your smokehouse, you'd have a chef, and I put that soap on. Oh, it's unknown how much soap would be piled up in there. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they wash with. By golly, hit clean, too. Uh-huh. And that's something else they would give hogs. Mm-hmm. They'd wash water. See, it had that soap. Get away, pup.
Hey, puppy. Oh, we'll pet her a little while, don't you?
And, no, the more you pet her, the worse she is. But, they thought that there slop water, wash water was good for them. They'd range them and all that, but then this here buying suds, mm-hmm. Tide, and all of this kind of stuff, you know, they spend more now for washing material than they used to spend to live on. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How would you get would you put the soap in the water if you boiled it?
Yeah, you put your soap in your pot. Mm-hmm. That's where your soap went. It went in that pot. Mm-hmm. You'd chick it up where it melt quicker. Mm-hmm. And you made that out of grease and potash and so on. And I'm talking about that potash eat that up. And it was pure soap, but it was called potash soap, lye soap. Some called it lye soap, but the real name for it was potash soap. Mm-hmm. It was soap, though.
Mm-hmm. How would you get the soap out of the clothes?
Wrench it out.
Mm-hmm. When you used to work in the field, when you got pretty thirsty, how would you get water?
Well, you generally, mostly a kid there wasn't big enough to do nothing else. I mean, you worked him to death toting water to the field. Mm-hmm. You could carry a jug, but you drank hot water all the time. You never did have no cold water. Mm-hmm. Of course, you didn't know the difference.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever bring water out in a cart or?
Not nothing, only on big jobs or something like that. I've seen it done when I was a boy, but that was where they was there. And I've seen places where they had water breaks, and you didn't get no water till that time come, and everything would turn loose and go to the well, and they'd say there'd be a big bunch of them. And it'd take them some little bit to all get around, don't you see? And maybe some of them want a little more after he done drank. This and a drink, that and a drink, the other and a drink. And I'm talking about every one of them drank out of the same bucket. Mm-hmm. Didn't even have a different drink out here. Mm-hmm. They'd draw up a bucket of water and just, set on the well shelf. Mm-hmm. And just turn that up edgeways there, and he'd drink till he got enough. He'd step back and he threw a drink right there, right where that other one drank. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many of them drank out there. It just wouldn't have to go to work. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they'd have to go a long ways. And it took. And they all wanted water, buddy, when they got to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now that's the way they got their water.
If you were on a big job and they brought it out in a cart, what would you call a container that the water came out in?
They brought in kegs. In other words, it was a little barrel. Mm-hmm. Just like a barrel, only it was smaller than a barrel. I reckon they made 5 and 10 gallon. Now, they was called keg, but it was the same thing with 30 gallon barrel.